history. Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability. I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Hours of phrases I've memorized, thousands of lines on the page, all of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in an age. And I can burn the evidence, but I can't burn the pain, and I can't forget it. What does it feel to be an expert in a dying field?
Good morning, Medford and Somerville. This is Amy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So welcome, everybody. You just heard Expert in a Dying Field. That is a song by the Beths, who are a band out of New Zealand, Auckland, and they are, or Auckland, New Zealand. Very nice. Okay. They were formed in 2015, and I just started getting into them this winter. It's actually fall, but in my mind it's winter, and I think it's safe to say maybe a couple, once it hits 30, it's winter, guys. I'm sorry, but yeah. That was Expert in a Dying Field. I hope you guys enjoyed. Next up, we have a song called Intrapersonal, not Inter. This is off of Peripheral Vision, and this is Turnover. That's the band. We're going to get into it. I hope you guys enjoy. And here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was Intrapersonal by Turnover off of Peripheral Vision. I hope you guys like it. This is like a new winter playlist that I've been starting to make / lean into, and I feel like it's fun to just start listening to slower songs since everything's getting colder and all the leaves are falling off. So those are two to start. We have a song called, oh my gosh, I don't know how to say the name of the artist, but I believe it is Ovlov or Avlov. I think it's Ovlov. And this is a song called Strokes off of Buds. So we're going to get into this song. And again, I hope you enjoy. And here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, so we just heard two songs. The first one we just heard was Pressed by Always, and that is off of Blue Rev. And the second one, which was the one before that, is Strokes by Ovlov, off of Buds. Excuse my pronunciation. But yeah, really like those two songs. Next up, we have a song by Fleetwood Mac. This is called Caroline off of Tango in the Night, which is their, I believe, 80s album. But it has Seven Wonders and Everywhere on it, if you guys are familiar with those. I'm sure you are. But yeah, really like this song, and I hope you enjoy. And part of me thinks that the 1975, like, referenced it, because some of the drums are similar in the beginning, and they have a song called Oh Caroline, and the song is called Caroline. So maybe they are drawing from this. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. I did see them this weekend at TD Garden, which was super fun, and can get more into that later. But we're just gonna keep going. We have Caroline by Fleetwood Mac. Here we go.
Caroline. If you knew that you would die today, you saw the face of God and love, would you change? Would you change? If you knew that love can't break your heart, when you're down so low you cannot fall, would you change? Would you change? How bad, how good does it need to get? How many losses, how much regret? What chain reaction would cause an effect? Makes you turn around, makes you try to explain, makes you forgive and forget, makes you change.
Okay, that was Change by Tracy Chapman, and before that we had Caroline by Fleetwood Mac off of Tango in the Night, and Change is a single, just in case anyone was wondering. So yeah, I really like those two. I think they're very chill. Change is a very chill song. And we're gonna keep it going with kind of the same energy, I guess. We have a song called Sports Star by Alex G. This is off of his release Rocket, which was released in 2017. And I really like this song. It's very, I don't know, I just feel like the grass was not green. I feel like the grass was like yellow and dead when he wrote this song, because, well, it just sounds like it. We're going to start the song, and I feel like you guys will see what I mean in a second. But yeah, very, we'll let the song speak for itself. Here we go. Okay, that was Sports Star by Alex G off of Rocket. And if you heard me say what I said before the song, I said that the grass was yellow when he wrote that song. So, I don't know, yeah. I just feel like the earth was barren and it was winter when he wrote that song. And now I kind of want to look it up because I'm curious. So maybe I'll do that and I'll report back to you. I don't know if there's going to be any information on that, or if it matters at all, but we're gonna keep going. We have a song called God's Chariot. This is by Oklo. And I don't know if I said that correctly yet either. But yeah, after this song, we're going to go into a little bit of a PSA and maybe a vibe change. I think we're going to speed things up a little bit. But we're just going to start off with God's Chariots and hope you guys enjoy.
I woke up in a heat wave and everybody's gone. My body can be always tied up until the dawn. Take me close out of you, boy, so we're forever one. I see the God's chariots, but we don't wanna kill a swan.
Okay, so you guys just heard God's Chariots by Oklo. I love that song. So good. I think it's a night. Anything that's ethereal, I just associate with nighttime. And I know that it's not nighttime right now, but maybe we can call it relaxing at the very least. We have a little PSA I'm going to read out for you guys. I did do this one last time, but it's relevant because it's about something that's happening this week, I believe. So we have Somerville Free Hearty Meals for All PSA. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and a dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options are available upon request, and everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. And the timing, again, is 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. I think just going to the website would be the best option, because I feel like dates and times just fall out of my head sometimes. But yeah, okay, that's super cool that they do that. I haven't been or seen it around, but I'm glad that Somerville has something like that, especially in the colder seasons. I feel like that makes a big deal. But yeah, Our second matter is whether or not Sports Star by Alex G was written in the wintertime, and a little bit we got a little bit of progress. We have so Rocket, which was the album that it was released on, was released in May, which makes me believe that he was working on it at least a couple months beforehand, because that's just how it goes. So I'm going to say like 5 months. That gives us January. It was definitely cold in some place. I just don't know where he lives, and that's the main issue here, because the internet does not have a lot of information on his current whereabouts. But he did grow up in Pennsylvania, and he went to Haverford High School. So we did get some new info. Next up, we have a song by the 1975. I did mention earlier that I went to see them over the weekend, and they were super good. They were still at their very best. It felt like a very reserved concert compared to the other concerts that I've heard about and seen on the internet. I don't know why I keep referring to it as the internet, but forgive me, guys. Yeah, so like Matty Healy didn't eat raw meat or tattoo anyone. He didn't even talk that much. It was really interesting. But he did have a couple of funny bits, and I really enjoyed the show. And yeah, overall, I know I've said this to everyone I talked to about it, but it was like a little bit less emotional than, or I was a little less emotional than I had been in years past. I don't really know why, but it just does feel like something's coming to an end. And he has gray hair now. It's just like he's getting older, so are we, whatever. Just weird to think about after having seen them so many times. But next up, we have 12 by the 1975. This is off of their first album, the Black Album, called the 1975. And if you guys are curious, I did do 1975 trivia one time, and 12 is the 12th song on the album. So if you ever find yourself in that position with that trivia question at hand, 12 is the 12th song. Yes, they did that. But yeah, here we go. This is 12, and hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. Okay, so that was Turn Me Up by Carly Rae Jepsen, and before that we had 12 by the 1975, two very different songs, but next to each other nonetheless. Turn Me Up is so good. I just found it recently, and it's off of Kiss, which is the album that has Call Me Maybe on it. And I just felt like we had to, you know, change up the tempo? I don't know. Let's, like, have a little fun. So yeah, Turn Me Up. We're gonna have a song by Charlie XCX, but like old Charlie, like from her Boom Boom Clap era. Yeah, that's what it's called. So the song is called Gold Coins and it's off of Sucker, and I don't know, yeah, we had to have a little bit of girl pop on the show today. I feel like it's been, girl pop has earned a, I don't know, a good there's a soft spot in my heart for girl pop, and it's getting bigger every day. So, hope you guys enjoy, and hope you guys liked Turn Me Up by Carly Rae Jepsen. But here we go. This is Gold Coins by Charlie.
My grills are so neat. Drip icy cold. Got offshore bank accounts and what I dream of in my head.
Okay, that was Gold Coins by Charlie XCX. Next up, we have Olamour by Erasure. And here we go.
Looking for you, you were looking for me.
Okay, that was Au L'Amour by Erasure. That is always going to be a favorite of mine. There's two versions of that song. There's the dance remix and the regular one. I guess the original, that's what we just listened to. I like to switch between them. They're both really good. Kind of reminds me of True Faith by New Order. That one also has a remix, like a dance remix. But yeah, love that song. Next up we have Maria by Blondie. I was just walking around one day, and I haven't heard this song in years, like 10 years, and it just started playing in my head for no reason. I don't know why. Maybe I heard it somewhere else, but yeah, I'm glad that one mysteriously came back to me, and now I'm going to play it for you guys, so hope you guys enjoy. This is Maria by Blondie. Okay, fun stuff. We got Maria by Blondie. That was what you guys just listened to. We have one more song. If we can fit it in, we have two, but I'm not feeling too confident about that right now. But put the one of my favorite ones right now is next. We have What's Up by Four Non Blondes. And this is just a fun song that I forgot about and resurfaced. So hopefully you guys enjoy it too. If you guys enjoyed the show, I am going to be here next Tuesday at 12 as well. You're listening to, and I might be back. I might be back after this song. Who knows? But even still, you're listening to We'll Put a Pin in This and 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. So thank you so much for joining us today. I may or may not talk to you again after this song, but just in case we don't, had to give you a little send-off. So hope you guys enjoy. This is What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a
my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.